W4VWA, W4DJW. Hey, Steve.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. I just got put on hold on a phone call with a guy up in Minnesota, so when he calls back, I'll have to go kind of abruptly. But just thought I'd say hello, see how you doing.
Back to being used as a trampoline, if you know what I mean.
Well, that's better than being ignored, isn't it?
This is very true. And by the way, we're supposed to be down in the 80s towards Thursday and Friday. And I'm thinking fly time.
Well, I've been going to the field up until the last couple of days when it's up in the 96 and feels like 102. I've missed the last 2 days, but up until that time, I was going almost every single day to the airfield. I missed a couple of days, but I've got about five or six airplanes flying now on the free sky transmitter. So, and the Blixer is just, the Blixer and the Bloody Wonder are the two that got it going, but I've got the other ones flying and functional now. And I'm adding code to the transmitter. The hand launch is hard on the Bloody Wonder, and it's not as hard on the Bloody Wonder as it is the Atomic and the Atomic Dolphin and the Blixer. So they make a script that you can launch it, and it'll keep it stabilized until you touch the elevator or aileron, and then you get control back. It takes control for the launch, and then it gives you control back once you're in the air and you move your stick. I got that going, and last time I went out the airfield, I used that, and they just take off straight away from you, just as beautiful and clean as can be.
That's great. Well, in the meantime, we got a club meeting on Saturday.
I saw that, yeah, and I plan on being out there if I can. I got some work I got to do around here, but if I can make it, I'm going.
Good. I'll for sure get to see you out there then if I don't get to see you at the field before then. So what are you doing on hold? You're not going back to programming, are you?
No, they released that, and they've sold, he said, like 20 units, and they've got a second. I think they make 20 at a time. And they're on their second run, and they're getting info back, their requests now. It's working just fine. There's no issues. But they're getting enhancement requests. So he called me back to say, be on alert. There's people making requests. So we'll probably be getting back. It was just let me know, give me a heads up, be aware. And I told him, well, I'm getting ready to resurface my deck. So that's the only thing I have coming up that, if I get that started, I want to get that done before the rain comes, so I want to get a seal coat on it. And he said, no problem. But then the boss called, so he said, I'll call you back in a minute. So I had to let him go abruptly. He was wanting to know about lithium iron phosphate batteries, and I had some experience with that, with the Doppler systems, getting all of that set up. So I was just conveying that to him when he had to run abruptly.
Cool. All right. Well, that's good. Well, all right. Hey, and I'll give you a call in the meantime on the landline. And you heard my good news, didn't you?
It's been about a week and a half or 2 weeks, I think, since I talked to you. So if it's been since then no.
No. That's the same thing. So and the last I heard, you had pretty good news too, didn't you?
I did, but I'm still getting maintenance. And the maintenance isn't as easy as it was before. I guess that's typical. In the beginning, you're really built up, you got a lot of strength. But as time goes on, those maintenance get a little, they have a little more punch to them than they used to have.
Okay. Well, what is that, once a month?
Yeah. Whereas it used to take about 3 days to recover, it takes a little bit longer than that. But that's okay. As long as I got one more maintenance, and then I go in for an inspection to see if there's anything growing. And if there's nothing growing, I'll get to my very first shot at going into two quarters on maintenance.
Fabulous, man. That's good news. Well, all right. Well, you say you do that once a month, and it's about 3 days. I remember when I was a kid and I had braces. Every month, I go in and get my braces tightened, and for about a week after I went in, I couldn't even chew bread because they were so sore, and then the rest of the time was okay. So, hopefully, hopefully it's not too bad on you.
Yeah, I don't remember that happening when I was a kid, but I remember it happening to my sister. She had to have that done. All I had to have was a retainer for my bottom teeth just to push them out, to make them straighten up. I didn't have to have braces. But she used to complain about her teeth hurting all the time.
And my teeth were really, really crooked. So, anyhow, back in a different millennia. I think they do it different now.
Well, I don't know how they do it now. I think they wear those plastic things now, and they straighten them. They only have to wear them. They don't have to do it all the time. They came out with a new radio, Free Sky did, and it's deeper. It fits, you know, I remember me complaining about mine being too short and not fitting in my hand and feeling like I had to push it out of my hand to get the throttle all the way down. Well, they got one now. Evidently, that was a problem with a lot of people. They got one now that is deeper, like a regular radio, like your radio.
No, you've got to have one.
Sound like your mic got stuck. It just so happens they cost the same thing as my last paycheck from Vandersteen. So I told her I'm going to spend this on that. And she said, go ahead. She said, you don't have to talk to me about that. If that's what you want, go get it. So, you know, it's easy come, easy go, right?
Take it with you. You know, you can leave a good sum behind for the kids, but beyond that, man, you can't take it with you. And by the way, if in all of your travels and all your little shenanigans and all of everything that you run into, if you ever run into a 68 or 69 or 70 Plymouth Satellite, and I don't care if it's just a clean body with no engine, let me know.
Okay, will do. I started using Reddit a lot. I don't know if you've ever heard of that or if you use it or not, but you run across some groups in Reddit that they call them subgroups that are particular to cars like that. I'm on one for Toyota Tacomas and one for 65 Mustangs. I'll keep an eye out for that kind of a subgroup on Reddit if you want me to.
Well, I'd appreciate it. I'd really like to pick up a nice roller body. And by roller, I mean, you know, just a good clean body without a whole ton of rust in it. And, you know, I don't even care if it has an interior. As long as all the shell and the body is all good, I'm in, baby, at a reasonable price. So, yeah, it's probably going to be my last hoorah for building cars, but I love it.
I remember when I was, when I bought my first Z28, I was on Motor Mile, and I went to the Dodge place first because I liked that Dodge. I don't know if you remember it, but they had a Dodge that was called a Hang 10. Do you remember that Dodge?
Like a Duster? Or was that more of the, which body was that?
I was Googling it to see. I think it was like a Duster. I think it was, but the reason I did it is one of the guys I worked with. I was working at the Ingalls Deli at the time, and there was a guy that had one. And boy, he took me for a ride in it, and man, was I impressed. I think that thing would go. And it handled really, really good, too. Kind of like that radial tuned suspension. I don't know if you ever rode in a Trans Am back in the 70s. But in the 70s, as you turned your hand on the wheel, the nose went where your hand was turned. There's no leaning left and right with the fenders going up and down like you're riding in a boat. It was your hand goes to the left, the nose goes to the left. Your hand goes to the right, the nose goes to the right. It was, and that Duster was kind of like that. The Hang 10, I guess it was a Duster. I don't know. I don't remember. But I almost got that. I got the Z28 instead.
Was it a Plymouth or a Dodge?
I think it was a 1974 Dodge Dart Hang 10. I just now found one on the internet. I don't know why they called it Hang 10, but it was a pretty cool car.
Before you got to Eastside, when I was a junior, there was a guy named Howard Wilson there that had a 72. It was either a 71 or 72 340 Demon, and a Duster Demon. And I'm going to tell you what, that thing, I think it was about the first year of the 340 Wedge. Man, he had more rubber around the school than he had on the car.
Well, this one is called Duster. Is that a Dodge or a Plymouth? It says Dodge Hang 10 Duster, so I guess it's a Dodge.
Duster was a Plymouth.
Well, maybe it's kind of like the difference between Pontiac and Chevrolet. Pontiac made the Camaro and Chevrolet made the Firebird, and they were basically the same car.
Right. I think you're right. So, well, anyhow, if you run across a 68, 69, or 70 Plymouth Satellite, let me know. Because I've got a nice lead on a 70 440 cubic inch engine that is a prime subject for rebuild, and I can pick it up for a whistle.
I was looking at pictures of that one. That's not the one. Does it look kind of like the Daytona? Remember the Daytona with the wing on the back?
The part that I'm talking about is the Daytona body without the nose and without the wing. So that's all that was. See, Chrysler at the time built the Daytona and the Superbird and put the nose on the front and put the wing on the back for aerodynamics so they could run it in NASCAR. Well, yeah, buddy. But it's the same base body. And what I'm talking about is basically the same body as a Roadrunner. But the minute you say Roadrunner, the price triples.
Yeah, that's the way it is with all those cars. I found a 65 Mustang the other day. They really do like those things. They were wanting a, I mean, it was clean. It was really clean, but they wanted $120,000 for it.
Unless it was a chalk mark car, no.
Yeah, my buddy's calling back. I'll ping you in a minute if we get done. W4DJW, clear.
Hey, clear.